Chapter 9. Deceiving Millie. After Densher arrived in Venice, he stayed in a hotel, but he did not like it. It was very noisy and full of English, German and American tourists. Densher had visited Venice several times in the past and had stayed in lodgings, which were cheap and shabby, but also quiet. He wanted a private place to stay, not only because he had some work to do, but also because he hoped that Kate would visit him there alone. So he went to see the woman who owned the lodgings and arranged to move there. Since he had arrived in the city, Densher had spent most of his time with the four ladies at the Palazzo Leporelli. One morning, he went for a boat trip with Mrs. Lauder, Mrs. Stringham and Kate. Millie had not felt well, so she had stayed at the Palazzo. But after an hour or two, Mrs. Lauder had asked Densher to go and see if Millie was all right. Kate and Mrs. Stringham agreed, and so Densher had returned to the Palazzo. Densher had waited with Millie until the other ladies came back. He liked her, but it did not feel exciting to be with her. Millie was just the little American girl who had been kind to him in New York. He had no deep feelings for her, not like the feelings he had for Kate. Densher told the ladies that he was moving out of his hotel to lodgings.
"Your lodgings sound charming," said Millie. "I hope you'll invite me there for tea."
"Of course," replied Densher politely. But he did not want Millie to come to his lodgings. Kate was the only woman he wanted to visit him there. Densher did not have many opportunities to be alone with Kate, and he was finding this very difficult. One morning, Millie was not feeling well, but she told the other ladies and Densher to go out and enjoy themselves. First, they visited the famous church in St. Mark's Square. Then the two older ladies decided to visit a dress shop. Kate was not interested in buying a dress, so she and Densher went for a walk in the square. They were very happy because at last they were alone together.
"I met Lord Mark by chance last week," said Densher. "He was leaving the Palazzo Leporelli as I arrived. Why was he in Venice? It's very strange. He just came to see Millie for a short time, then he left again. Why didn't he wait to see you?"
"He only came here to ask Millie to marry him," replied Kate. "After she said no, he didn't have any reason to stay."
"So that's what he was doing at the Palazzo," said Densher. "What a foolish man he is." Then a horrible thought came to him. "But perhaps now he'll come back to you again," he added.
"Don't worry," Kate said. "I've never encouraged him to ask me to marry him. I haven't treated him very well.
But I'm pleased that you're jealous."
"I think you've treated him in just the right way," said Densher impatiently. "I love you very much, and I'd do anything in the world for you. But I've done everything you wanted, and you've never done anything for me. I don't understand why you want me to pretend to be in love with Millie. I'm tired of deceiving her. Why don't we just tell everyone the truth about us?"
"It's too late for that," said Kate. "We've told too many lies now. The truth might kill Millie."
He stared at her.
"I haven't told any lies," Densher said. "If anyone accuses me of lying, I'll leave Venice tonight."
"Then go," said Kate coldly.
They walked on in silence, before Densher suddenly took hold of Kate's arm.
"Look, Kate," he said, I'll tell any lies you want, anything, if you'll come to my lodgings. I want to be alone with you so much. I must be sure that you love me.
Kate looked across the square. Please take your hand off my arm, she said. Aunt Maud and Mrs. Stringham are coming. She walked back to meet them, and Densher followed, feeling happier. Kate had not yet agreed to come, but she had not said no either. The bright autumn day seemed suddenly full of hope.
Densher was invited to the Palazzo Leporelli for dinner that evening. When he arrived, Millie was not there, but Mrs. Stringham was waiting for him in the huge living room.
How's Millie? Densher asked.
She's much better, replied Mrs. Stringham. She isn't going to join us for dinner, but she'll come downstairs later. We've invited a few guests for a small party after dinner. There will be music and songs. Sir Luke Strett and his niece arrived in Venice this evening, so they'll be coming too.
Then she added, Mrs. Lauder and Kate are leaving Venice soon, but Millie and I hope that you'll stay for a few days.
Densher did not want to stay in Venice without Kate. I'm afraid that I have lots of work to do in London, he said.
I understand, replied Mrs. Stringham, but she was thinking about Millie.
But I've stopped work to be here with my Millie. Couldn't you do the same? Perhaps you could write something about Venice for your newspaper.
Densher wanted to be honest. He liked Mrs. Stringham, and he knew she would not talk about their conversation with Mrs. Lauder.
But she's not my Millie, he said.
He thought for a moment.
Why has Millie sent for Sir Luke Strett if she's feeling better? She hasn't sent for him. Sir Luke is here on holiday, Mrs. Stringham replied.
After dinner, Sir Luke and the rest of the guests arrived for the party. Millie came downstairs to welcome them. She looked very beautiful, in an elegant white dress and a long pearl necklace. She walked among the groups of guests, welcoming them to the palazzo. Then Eugenio brought in the musicians. While everyone was listening to the beautiful music, Densher and Kate managed to have a private conversation.
Millie looks beautiful tonight, said Kate. You don't think of doves as wearing jewels, but she still looks just like a dove in that white dress, even with the pearls.
You would look lovely in those pearls too, said Densher.
I know, Kate replied.
When he heard her say this, Densher felt sad. He knew that he could never afford to buy a pearl necklace for Kate.
Mrs. Stringham thinks that Millie is much better now, he told her.
I think she's worse. She's wearing the dress and the pearls for him.
Kate nodded towards Sir Luke.
She wants to convince him that she's well, but she won't be able to deceive him.
Mrs. Stringham told me that you're leaving Venice, said Densher.
Why? To give you the opportunity to ask Millie to marry you, said Kate. I can't do that for you.
Densher stared at her. He had finally understood Kate's shocking plan.
What? He said. You mean you want me to marry Millie because she's going to die? So that after her death, I'll get all her money?
That's right, said Kate calmly. Then you'll be rich, so you and I can get married.
But Kate, said Densher, if you really love me, how can you even think about a plan like that?
I don't like it, replied Kate. But sometimes I have to do things I don't like.
It's very easy for you. You just have to stay here in Venice with Millie.
So you and Aunt Maud are leaving Millie to die, said Densher.
You'll be here, said Kate, and so she'll be happy.
But perhaps she won't agree to marry me.
Well, you must encourage her to agree.
But how can I ask a dying girl to marry me?
At that moment, Millie looked at them from across the room and smiled at her friends. Kate's face lost its colour, and for a moment, neither of them spoke.
We're leaving in 3 days, she said to Densher. Do you promise to stay?
I'll stay if you promise to come alone to my lodgings. If you don't, I'll do nothing.
Nothing?
Kate looked worried.
I'll leave before you. I'll leave tomorrow.
He stared at Kate, and she knew he was telling the truth.
And if I come to your lodgings?
I'll do what you want, Densher replied. I'll follow your plan.
I understand, said Kate. I'll come.